Welcome to episode 26 of Nothing on the Radio, the podcast where we talk about the position in which Emily was railed in to get pregnant.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
Because for some reason, last episode is a joke. I suggested that she was being smashed jackhammer, and she cleared it up and started describing the actual position in which she was having sex when she thinks she conceived. So, yeah, I'm Lewis Riley, the host, technical advisor, owner, and lead.
Like every episode I've recorded, I've actually recorded, so.
Yeah, but that's like one or two, so. Yeah, so welcome back, everyone.
I'm Emily Haig, by the way.
That's Emily Haig, the special needs intern we have on this week. She's pregnant. Talking about pregnancy, literally 10 seconds ago, Em just said she's really constipated and then said that it took her 3 hours to do a shit the other day. Is that what you said?
It's like you don't listen to me at all.
Honestly, if I listen to everything you said, I need to go and see a psychologist.
You should.
Now, what did you say?
I'm not telling you. Now.
You said something.
I said something. I'm sick of you bringing shit up that isn't written down.
You can't bring your own shit up, apparently. You said, oh, I'm really constipated.
It took me
3 days. No.
It's like you don't even care. You were in the
toilet for 3 hours? I got caught up. It was so ridiculous. Either way. Okay, so I want to thank one of our listeners. Her name is Brittany Boxall. She actually commented, she said she loves hearing us talk about Survivor, which is something which for some reason comes up more than it should.
Yeah.
And she said she'd like a t-shirt. Now, I commented back to Brittany saying, hey, thanks for writing in and we'll try to organise a t-shirt. Do you want a magnet and sticker? Just let me know where you lived. And she just fucking ignored me.
She blocked us.
So, sorry, I don't know. I don't know if she thought I was going to literally just come out to molest her. Like, No, I know Louis will just come straight out and molest me, which is like a lot of work.
Wait, you'll get a sticker.
I could just like molest a neighbour or something like that.
Do you?
Well, if I did, yeah. I mean, do you think you'd be better off molesting someone you know or you don't know?
If you don't know them, you should probably wear a mask. But if you know them, you should probably...
Not wear a mask.
gain their trust enough. So that, I don't know, I've never thought about this.
This has very quickly turned into a grooming show about pedophiles and how they should handle.
We didn't mention pedophilia.
But either way, thank you, Brittany, for... I didn't mention pedophilia. I'm talking about grooming adults. Imagine being...
Just because you're molesting someone doesn't have to be a child.
Imagine being that naive that you're like, you go to a big support group and you're like... thanks for having me here. I was also molested. And then you're like, oh, how did it happen? Oh, well, I was at the pub. And they're like, excuse me? Yeah, and this bloke came in and he was really nice to me. And I went back to his house and he put a finger in my bum. And you're like, how old were you? Like, 28. And you're like,
is that not molestering? Like, what do you call that then?
If I went, just say it was me and another bloke and I'm like, I want to molest some bloke. And I somehow.
Why a bloke?
Well, I'm just trying to keep this away from the whole rapey vibe that we sometimes go down. And I think people prefer the idea of visually me molesting a guy than a lady.
Yeah, I like it.
So I'm at the pub and for some reason I decided to molest a guy. And this is where it is. Like, I guess I'd have to go over and like convince him to come back to my house because we're assuming it's like I've convinced him. You know what I mean? It's not like I've physically grabbed him. Like, is that molestation or just like a bad decision on his part?
Well, have you done anything to him yet?
We have a drink. I'm like, should come back to my house. I've got more drinks in mine. Comes back to mine.
So you didn't
mine.
Slip in a finger at the pub?
No. Well, if I slip a finger in at the pub and then there, he still comes back to my house and he goes, oh, he slipped a finger in my bum in the pub, went back to his house and he slipped his finger in again.
I just wanted to come back
here
and clear something up.
Yeah, you'd be like, well, mate, you should have probably gone back to his house. No, but surely if you let someone slip their finger, I think it's like a... How much can you claim that you were, like, manipulated? When can you use your age as, like, I was manipulated? And you're like, yeah, but, mate, that you let that bloke finger you.
You let him slip a finger in?
Yeah. Like, can you go, no, I was manipulated? It's like, will physically manipulate.
But don't you have to ask permission before you touch someone?
Oh, well, here's something we weren't going to talk about. Let's talk about the funny topic of sexual consent.
Well, that's what this whole thing is.
You know what people do?
The only difference between physical assault and like molesting someone or not molesting someone is consent.
Okay, so I take this bloke back from the pub. For some reason, I'm on this track now. I come back, somehow Megan and my two children
aren't here. You're playing out a fantasy here, aren't you?
Somehow Megan and my two children aren't here, and we're having more drinks, and I like gently like walk up to him and very gently roll him onto his stomach, pull his pants down, and slip my finger in. And at no time does he physically try to stop.
But is he awake? Is he passed out?
No.
But like,
we've both had 8 beers.
Okay.
Glad I brought it up as another bloke, because this makes it easy for people to talk about me fingering some other bloke. If I was talking about a lady now, people would be turning this off. Okay, so I've gently rolled this guy over, just like...
Has he said anything?
No. And he's going along with it. I'm just like...
Okay.
Like I was like just moving him on the lounge.
Yeah.
And I'm like, just jump, just roll on your tummy, mate. And I'm like, I'm just going to take these off. He's just lying there. And I just put one finger in his bum.
But okay. When I started uni last year, we had to do this consent quiz thing before you started
uni. When I started uni, I got finger in the bum once a week.
Every day.
Okay, so you did this consent thing.
But the thing is, so the whole focus used to be on you have to get, they say no? But now it is focused on they have to say yes.
Yeah, but this
Does
is a bit.
Make sense?
Yeah, I know the idea behind it, but it is crazy to me that if you're like, hey, do you want to come back to my place? Once again, let's pretend it's me and another bloke.
Mm.
Hey, yeah, for sure. Yeah, I think you're really sexy and my wife's away and I really want to finger blokes' assholes. Do you want to come back to my place? Yeah, for sure. Comes back to my place, have some more drinks, and I start like massaging his back and I'm like, man, we're going to finger your ass in a second. And he's like, yeah? Oh, okay. He still hasn't said no. And he's like, yeah. And he rolls onto his stomach and I'm still massaging his back and I'm like, oh, I'm going to finger your bum soon. And he's going,
But you should probably
say- I'm about to come. Don't ruin this for me. I'm like, ooh, this is really, you're looking good. Yo, how does this feel? Does this feel good? Yeah. Okay, mate. Well, I'm pulling pants now. Or I'm going to slip my finger in your bum. Do it. And then he goes, oh, didn't like that. Rape. I don't know if that's a rape situation.
I don't know.
I don't think you go to the police about that. That's very awkward.
See,
but
I don't
that's
know,
a consent
that's
situation.
I think each situation will be different, which is why we have a court.
Yeah. No, 100%. I think this is where it's like, it's whole crazy, the yes, no. And I'm talking guys and girls and stuff like that. Like, because the same thing, if I'm lying in bed, don't get me wrong, if you are conscious, completely different, because you can't be expected to say yes or know what's going on. If some bloke or some girl goes into someone's bedroom and they're semi-conscious and starts doing anything, then that's sexual assault. But if you're like, hey, come to back to my room and we should fuck, and you just follow them back their room, and then you're like, hey, let's fuck, and you start kissing them, and it's like you've got to somehow put the onus back on the person to be like, no, thank you.
Mm.
Or physically, like, you know what I mean? How can you go, did you stop him? Did you say no? Oh, no, I didn't say
because
no.
Because I guess there's still such thing as sexual assault in relationships. In saying that, I don't think Daniel has ever said to me in the last 4 years, is it okay if I touched you?
May I slip my finger into your anus? With the constipation thing.
Yes.
Did you hear about the constipated mathematician?
No.
He worked it out with a pencil.
Noted.
This is the whole thing was leading up to that joke. I had a maze written out on how to get to that joke. Okay, so completely on topic, I do think that consent is one of those very hard things. Don't get me wrong. If someone says no, that's it. If someone physically stops you, that's it.
I feel like this is another segment that's going to show up in a court case one day.
I didn't actually finger some bloke.
I'm going to.
Lewis Riley of Nothing on the Radio fingered me. Okay.
Exhibit A, episode 26.
Okay, I think you're trying to play it safe here. I think that consent is a very fluid thing, and it's you can't just be as black and white as like, would you like sex? Yes. May I stick a finger in your anus? Yes. And you're like, I said yes to the sex, but I didn't say yes to the... Why are
you talking about sticking fingers and anuses?
I'm just trying to make it like as ridiculous to make it out like me and some bloke. Because whether it's me and some bloke or some bloke and some chick or whatever it is, it's all the same idea as saying yes, saying no, physically saying pushing someone away.
Yeah.
It's just, I think, easier for people listening to the podcast to maybe chuckle at it if they're imagining me talking about fingering some guy's ass.
Yeah, I pictured it before, but others may not have.
Well, let's move on, because obviously Em doesn't want to borrow this.
So thanks,
Mrs. Brittany Boxall, for ignoring my text. You no longer get a sticker or magnet, and I wasn't going to molest you anyway, so...
Brittany moves around a lot, so...
Oh, that sounds like it's a... What does that mean?
We'll find out.
She moves around a lot. Is this some sort of...
No, it's just...
That's not very
some
nice.
Some sort of what?
Are you saying she's a prostitute?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
You shouldn't say that about our listeners. She'll never
listen. I love
listen.
It when you put words in my mouth every fucking episode.
Talk about putting words in your mouth. One of your friends, I don't know her, on our Instagram, you must have added her at some stage. She's having a baby.
Hmm.
Now, as a lot of people do with Instagram posts, when it comes to having children, they put a big post on their Instagram. Now, there's an almost probably an infinite amount of templates that you could add a photo to, add names to, so you could tell everyone that I'm having a baby. I'm not wrong, am I? There's an infinite way you could tell people. Yeah, yeah. There's one very particular way. I think it's quite popular on Instagram. I think I've seen this exact one where it's like a little bit of flowery. You add a photo. And you tell them the baby, you put in the baby's last name.
Yeah.
And immediately at the top, so if I was having a baby and added it, it would be like, baby Riley being my last name, due February, blah, 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 and a picture of the sonogram.
Yeah.
Now, this lady's, the father's last name is Cock.
Mm.
This is not a joke.
No.
So her picture just said, baby Cock. And I was like, and no one had mentioned this. No one in the 30 or 40 messages had been like, hey, how about that baby cock? And I was like, well, I better say this. And I'm like, yeah, I better say this. As I said to some other people, I was the only one brave enough to say anything.
How many likes did you get, Louis?
No one said anything, which has made it more awkward. I'd prefer if they deleted it. So I said, congratulations. I'm sure the father's also very proud of the baby cock. Something along those lines. Nothing.
I don't know where to go from here because like, you're talking about someone that I know, so it's really hard to...
I just think it's... Okay. I'm hoping if she does listen, she'll laugh. I just think it's funny that there's... Everyone wants to jump around and hover around and be really careful with pregnant women, I guess.
Yeah.
But no one's like, hey, mate, you know that picture you post? It literally just says baby cock on it. If I posted a picture and went, baby cock... Oh, imagine me, baby cock, sonogram. It would be like, Louis, you're fucking sick.
Well, your last name's not cock, so that would be a bit weird.
Hey, everyone, check out this baby cock.
Check it out.
Check out this baby cock. Louis, you fucking molester. No, it's a joke.
It's cock.
No, it's because it's a baby dick.
Ah.
Oh, that
Carry
makes
on.
Sense. But I just, everyone out there, if you see someone post something questionable, call them out on it.
Like when I posted the picture of the fact that me and Daniel are having a baby and I just wrote Haig Johnson because that's both of our last names. And at the time we hadn't decided which last name we're going for. Yeah. The only thing that you said to me was, oh, so you're on a hyphenated name, are you?
Yes. Because I have a problem with hyphenated last names.
Mm.
Forgetting all the politics and patriarchy. Whatever, everything behind it, I just think a double-barreled last name, it's just so much for a child. And then what happens if, you know, your son, Ramon, you know, Haig Johnson meets up with some
Ramon. I like that.
We'll say we'll assume he's straight, and he meets up with Ramon's a good name actually.
Write that down, Daniel.
So Ramon Haig Johnson, double barreled last name hyphenated, meets up with Gertrude, Kennedy Kilpatrick, and then they have a child, and it's like, oh yeah, it's now Declan Kennedy Kilpatrick Haig Johnson.
As if it doesn't have a middle name.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, we also have two middle names because I had two gay grandfathers.
And it's Junior.
No, it's so great. Can't be Junior. That's the second one.
Yeah, I didn't think about that.
Fucking ruined that whole joke. So just everyone out there, and all I say is that remember when you're thinking about naming a child, think about what's best for the child.
What about fucking men naming their kids after, like the junior thing, like so naming stupid. Their kids after themselves?
We've got a friend who has the same name as their father, and he was like, fuck, it was frustrating. People would ring up the house and I'll just say it's John Gilmore, so what the fuck, who cares? And they'd be like, oh, is John Gilmore there? And he's like, junior or senior? And I guess some people, every time.
I just hang up. It's not worth it.
It was even harder when that band Junior Senior came out. Remember that song?
No.
Everybody.
Stop it.
Move your feet and feel excited.
Is that what they're called?
That's pretty good.
Yeah. Okay. I have some friends. They're not together anymore, but they got together and they had the same name. Like the boy and girl had the same name. Then they got married. Could you imagine? Adam? Yeah, that was it. It did start with an A, actually.
It's Bruce.
It was Alex and Alex. Yeah, so right. Then they got married and then they had the same. Like, could you imagine, like, getting mail and just not knowing, like, that? I mean, that's not your biggest problem, but have the exact same name as your partner.
Wait, so their full name was Alex, not middle. That must have been shortened to Alexander and Alexandra or something.
Well,
like
maybe,
that.
But still.
Either way.
No one goes around saying Alexandra or Alexander.
Yeah, either way, that would be awkward. And then they call it their son and daughter Alex and Alex. Alex kid.
Alex, Alex. Alex hyphen Alex.
Yeah, so.
No?
Baby cock. Just think about it. Think about your kid's name. Think about when you're getting on Facebook, when you're posting pictures and that. Just think about what I might say it.
See, I'm even a bit weird about, like, Johnson is what some people call a penis.
Yeah.
So I was a bit like, oh.
I mean, you wouldn't. Johnson. You wouldn't make their first name like a dick sounding name, but there is that race car driver, Dick Johnson. So. So, no, I think you're in the safe with Johnson.
Big
Johnson. Call him Biggie Smalls Johnson, and then he can be short to Big. Actually, I've got friends who their child's recently had a baby boy. Big fan of the show.
Their child has recently had a baby boy.
That's not what I said. Obviously, it's being recorded. David Brindle and his partner Beck had a baby and called it Ezekiel, but he apparently the nickname, I haven't talked about it yet, is Easy for Easy E. Big hip hop fan.
Oh,
that's apparently one of the reasons.
Really?
I mean, I've
only I hope he was a hip hop fan and he kept that secret from her until the certificate was signed. Trick ya!
And then got him a big clock. Is that what Eazy-E had, a big clock?
I don't even know who Eazy-E is. I think he's just making it up. I get called Eazy-E a bit. Well, did.
Because that's a slut thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Let's talk about this gun that you found. So, okay.
I sound so suspect.
So, you tell a story. Because it is your gun.
Well, Daniel was doing some repairs on the shed.
Yeah.
And one of the weatherboards from the outside of the shed fell off. And there was a big garbage bag sitting in there. And it had a gun in it. Like it was wrapped up in all these towels and ropes. So it had been put in the wall on purpose. And then we unwrapped it and it was like a 22 gauge
rifle.
Rifle.
What was funny, Em left out that Dan thought it was a human leg and he started gagging just at the thought of it being a human leg.
Yep.
She should have given him more ammo. She should have been like, oh, what if it's a bunch of dicks all tied together?
Is that a cun pun? More ammo?
What?
More ammo.
Oh, yes. That was on purpose. Okay. So you found this gun and then you
put my fingerprints all over it. And then we decided to sell it.
Took some selfies with it.
I was actually thinking about that, like taking some.
Took some Martin Bryant style selfie.
Yes, that's exactly. As soon as you said that, I pictured Martin Bryant. Like, yeah.
And maybe Lee Harvey Oswald, who killed JFK. Yes. That'd be good. You should have taken a bunch of Dan with it, with a gun, and then just kept him. And then just in case in the future things turn sour, you can be like,
waited till passed out one night and put the gun in his arm.
No. And it rubbed all rabbit blood all over him or something. No.
What did you do? I don't know.
Dan, what have you done this time? No. So you should have been like, hey, Dan, let's get some photos of you holding the gun, looking all menacing in that. And then just kept him for a rainy day. And
I've got those images in my head because as a typical male deity, he did like hold it in certain ways this that is made what him I mean. Look masculine.
But then if shit goes south with you two, you can be like go to court and be like, well, Dan's a murderer. Here's some photos of him pointing a gun at me. And then imagine him trying to explain that. Well, no.
I found that in the wall.
I found that gun in the wall, Your Honor. Why are you pointing at her? For fun.
We're doing a photo shoot.
Now, I was really...
the lighting that afternoon was just too good to waste.
Are you now trying to do a pun saying photo shoot?
No. See?
Show was going downhill fast. So you found this gun. Now,
yeah.
I was really hoping that you did it the right way. You rang the police and said...
Well, we drove to the place. We were going out
went for... Went to 7-Eleven.
We drove to the police station because we're on our way home from dinner that night.
Yeah.
And we were like, well, let's just call in. And, yeah, Daniel's idea was just to go get the gun and take it in. I'm like, I don't want to walk into a police station.
With a gun. The term is brandishing.
But, like...
that I would have loved you
having
going,
like, overposed shoulders with my arms draped over
No, I wish you had walked in with a gun going, oh, it could have turned south. It could have turned bad so quickly, like... Oh, we found this gun. I tried to return it. I got arrested. It's like, what happened? Well, I brought it back to him. I was holding it in a gun-like way.
Gun-like.
Now, but they started asking all these questions about the gun. Because
mm-hmm.
You don't know. It could have been used for anything.
We live in Mafe, so anything could be happening.
So.
Because I'm guessing that some people probably would commit a crime with a gun and be like, oh, I found this gun somewhere to be like, then they wouldn't be suspects.
Yeah.
I'm sure that's happened before.
In the book.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's the oldest trick in the world. I found this gun in the
wall. Number one at police school.
I didn't use it for anything. Literally the footage of you 2 hours before holding up a 7-Eleven with no face mask on or anything.
That's where I found it, in the 7-Eleven.
So, okay. What would you have returned it? Okay, you returned a gun, obviously. What if you found $1,000 in the wall?
Would have kept it.
Yeah. $10,000.
Kept it.
Right. $100,000.
Yeah, probably kept it. I've got a kid on the way.
There's no level. No. I thought we'd eventually get to a level, but it's obviously the higher.
M's getting
more excited. A million? Fuck yeah, I keep it. 10 million? Oh, can I get 20 million?
Next week's episode is going to be I pulled off every weatherboard in my house looking for money. Didn't find anything. Just found some
more. That sounds more like an ice addiction problem. There's no money in my weatherboards and I've got bugs under my skin.
Are you honestly saying that if you found 10 grand that in your wall you wouldn't?
Okay. I reckon I do a bit of researching about how much I could, how much money I could.
Prostitutes are.
Megan, we should see how much prostitutes are before we give this money back. Why? Just for research.
Just general
Hey, why not? She's like, well, there's a million reasons why not. I think I would look into, like, how much I can deposit into my bank account without, like, it raising any alarms. And then...
Do you think that in Google search alone might be flagged somewhere?
Oh, maybe. I'd do it on your phone.
Okay.
Then I'd plant the gun. No, I think that alone wouldn't... I don't think it would.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I don't think that it... Also, it's not like I've killed anyone. They're not going to come looking for me. I think if they were like, hey, you can very easily put 10 grand in, yet. I think if it was like, say, 100,000,
yeah.
I think you'd be better off actually. Sorry, guys. My son Charlie's been locked out of this room and he realizes we're in here recording. I think if it was, say, $100,000, you'd want to make sure. Sorry, guys.
That's great.
I think that... He's 16. Doctor says he's going to talk soon.
Soon.
$100,000, yeah. I think I'd have to go to the police because you may be able to keep all of it if you handle it properly.
Yeah, because that's what Daniel was saying. Like, do you think that if they can't find anything on this gun, will we get it back? And I was like,
no, it's a, not gun. A gun.
It's an illegal object. So I don't think so.
Why I know this does work, years back, I must have been like 16, my brother and stepbrother found a really lovely camera in a bush out the back of our house and took it to the police, and it was like, it might have been like they had to wait 3 weeks or something like that, and then they were like, yep, no one's claimed it, it's yours. So I think it does go back to you.
Yeah.
But I think if you were like 100,000 and just like didn't say anything to anyone.
Like if you found a kilo of coke, then I'm going to be like, well, wait to see if someone comes forward. If not, it's yours.
No, I don't think that. But money, yes. Okay, so nothing happened with the gun.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. My son is just losing his mind out there. I do apologize. We're usually much more professional than this.
It's not true at all.
Let's talk about. Actually, no, this works well. Let's talk about guns. Suicide. Now. Just so everyone knows, we don't physically hurt our child. He's a whinger.
When it's not necessary.
Okay, so suicide.
Mm.
Now, there's lots of ways to kill yourself. How would you... Okay, two ways. Would you want to make it quiet or would you want it to be like a big bang so everyone knew?
It depends why I was committing suicide. So if someone had like... If it was because... Someone had, you know, people do it because people hurt them and stuff. Yeah. Or they're like, if I want someone to find me that way, I'd be like, yeah, I'm going to make a mess.
Mm.
But if it's just my own internal demons, which more than likely it is.
Now, would you see? This is really, I thought this was going to be jovial, but. I thought we'd be able to, I guess, because that's the idea. I think if you did go out, just say I did want to go out. I think it would be better to go out like, I mean, if I just ate some, you know, poison and died in the backyard, it's a bit like, ugh. But if I, you know, stuck some a needle in my ass full of like explosive gas and then ran down the cricket oval and blew myself up, they'd be like, fuck, did you hear what Louis did?
Yeah.
He killed himself. He goes, yeah. But he exploded all over Largs. Yeah. There's pieces of him everywhere.
Ran into the middle of a soccer game, a six-year-old's soccer game.
Imagine trying to live that. Imagine for the rest of your life.
Trying to live that down. Or no, you don't have to.
Imagine being six and being like, what's this guy doing? And this bloke just running into the middle of your soccer field and then just exploding like a balloon. Just going, poof. And just into mist and blood. And you're going, what the fuck? And, oh, no, I couldn't. I think that's where you've got to be careful, unless you want to target someone to make them disturbed, to not involve other people.
Like a suicide bomber.
Yeah. Well, I feel like suicide bombing is... It's
so 2001.
No, but I don't think any suicide. I don't think when they're looking for suicide bombers, they're looking for people who are suicidal. You know what I mean? I don't think they're like, hey, who wants to die? Yeah, I'm pretty depressed. Sweet, strap these bombs on.
Wouldn't that be good though? Wouldn't that be good though if the
equal opportunity,
the Taliban, whoever it is, would recruit people who were actually suicidal instead of just.
I feel like
what me saying, wouldn't it be good? I immediately regret saying
that. I feel like what you decided.
I mean, wouldn't it be better if they just weren't around, but.
I feel like you.
But at least then they feel like they're fulfilling a purpose while they're going out.
Oh, God, Em. I thought I was going to say something risky, but you suggesting the Taliban recruiting suicidal people to kill. Oh, my. That's.
Surely there has been, though.
No, I don't think. I think that if you are a suicide bomber, they don't find people who are suicidal. I think the main point of the suicide bomber is to kill people, not to kill themselves. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, this is a fun chat.
Have you seen that thing where I think it's in the religion they get like 50-something virgins or 48 virgins when they die. They, who wants that? If they kill them. But then I think it's like
I'd probably get 50 blokes.
Well, that's the thing. I think it's Family Guy or The Simpsons or something where they you see him go up to heaven. It's just a whole heap of guys playing like Dungeons and Dragons. Like, God damn it.
The thing is, I think the whole virgin thing, for most Western men anyway, I could be wrong, but that doesn't entice me.
No.
Imagine your having
first time's
to
fucked, so to speak.
Imagine just doing that for 50 years. Imagine like, oh, another fucking virgin.
You couldn't go hard on any of them, could you? You'd have to go slow.
Oh, maybe the second or third time. Or if you're just a monster. Actually, you know what? I don't think suicide bombers are like, I'm going to be careful with these virgins. I'm deep down, I'm a good guy, so I'm going to be careful with these virgins.
What were you going to say? Deep in.
Oh, God.
Ew.
That was a bad place to go.
I told you not to write suicide down. Did I not?
I actually said, write suicide down. I think we could have some fun
and
with
I
that.
And I didn't.
And she didn't. You went, I went, oh, yeah, if you got to write suicide. She's like, yeah, probably subconsciously thought that was a bad idea. Whew. Let's talk about ScoMo. So,
only just Scott, marginally little bit better than a suicide bomber.
You are?
ScoMo.
I thought you said you're only marginally better than a suicide bomber. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Let's not compare our Prime Minister to a suicide bomber, you fucking crazy lefty. Fucking lunatic. He's obviously Australia's Prime Minister. Now, I'm not going to get into politics on this show. Em obviously wants to call him worse than a suicide bomber. But what was funny is that he obviously disappeared to Hawaii for his holidays and pretty much ignored all the bushfires that are going on.
Right, when everyone started to pass away and lose their houses.
And saying that, I think in the last episode of the episode before, I did suggest that a lot of RFS blokes are starting fires on their own. So, but really it does happen anyway. But so he disappeared. He came back, and the first thing he did is he went and tried and saw these, went to see these people in this rural community. And the first lady he sees, he goes to shake her hand, and she's like, "I don't want to shake your hand." And then he grabs it.
And then she tries to talk to him, and he turns his back on her.
And he, you know what? He grabbed her hand, which was down by her side, and
weird.
Shook it.
Yeah.
And it was like, fuck, that's so... If I was there, I would be like, I could have to look away.
And there's also another one where he goes into an RFS
And same shed, thing.
And the guy's like, he's like, oh, he's not my Prime Minister or something like that. And then it is everyone there, it's just so awkward, the media,
and
everything.
He grabs his hand as well. Yeah. I don't... Who was told this... I hope someone's gone.
Hope he's got an earpiece in. Grab it.
You've only got a second. Grab it. Good. That looked good.
That went well.
Didn't that look strange?
It's going to come off really well.
Looked really, really natural. Photoshop it later.
Have you seen the Russell Coit thing where he goes to shake people's hands? And it just looks like a different colour hand. That's what I feel like they would have done with ScoMo.
I don't know if someone's advising. Like... In regardless, politician, not politician, whatever, if you reach out to shake someone's hand, and you know what? I actually do think if someone reaches out to shake your hand in good faith, you should shake it. You know what I mean? Scott Morrison, he's really fucked up this bushfire thing. But he's out there going, sorry for your loss, guys. Just shake his hand.
Would you shake Hitler's hand if he put it out for you to shake?
If he was there.
I just compared ScoMo to Hitler. Just realised what I did there.
Suicide bomber. Better than Hitler, not as good as a suicide bomber.
No. But would you?
He's not. Why are you comparing him to Hitler?
No, I'm just saying, you're saying, that if someone puts their hand out in good faith, like what if it was someone that raped your mother or something, would you still shake their hand if they put it out in good faith?
Can we not talk about people raping my mother?
Sorry, I didn't mean that.
Okay, so here's Joe Blow who's just raped your mother, right? And he wants to shake your hand. You're telling me you're shaking his hand.
At least use some sanitizer
first. Okay, well, maybe not. But, okay, maybe, no, you probably...
Take your statement back.
You've done exactly what the sort of shit I pull on you.
Exactly. I take the smallest thing that you...
Exactly. And just choking on a watershed.
I just wanted to test who's out this pop filter.
No, okay, you're probably right. I still don't think that him as a person has done... You know what I mean? He hasn't gassed, you know, a million Jews. You know what I mean?
Just a whole country with fire.
Okay.
Bazing.
It's bazinga, you idiot.
That's what I said.
Oh, you went bazing?
You cut me off.
Oh, right. Video will tell that.
Anyway, I don't.
Talking about fires, let's talk about hot people getting away with things.
Mm.
Do you see that weird segue?
I liked it.
I don't know if people who were in the fires would like that segue about hot people. But, so look, this is just more of a generic, you know, sort of general sex thing that we talk about, but or sexes thing.
Yeah.
Obviously, it's fairly well known, whether it be probably women more, I would say, in this situation than men, but probably works both ways, that people who are attractive can get away with more in certain things.
I've watched a movie recently on Netflix with about Ted Bundy.
Yeah, yeah, the serial killer.
Yeah, and he had like women writing him fan mail in jail and stuff.
Yeah, because he was attractive.
Because he was attractive.
Yeah, if he would look like a
He was a rapist and a murderer.
If he was a big Mongo-looking idiot, yeah, no one's writing in.
No.
And I guess that's a good one. So let's dial that back rather than talking about Hitler and suicide bombers for a second.
We'll just talk about rape and murder.
No, okay, let's dial it back from Ted Bundy and let's talk about a real handsome guy grabbing your bum at the pub.
Yeah.
Would you have a bigger issue with it if it was a dirty, stinking, ugly Mongo bloke?
I have an issue with that anyway. Because I feel like I would be
subconsciously.
I can't help it. Like, I'm just thinking about it. I'm just picturing it. And I'm like, oh, yeah, I would be more disgusted if it was like, I'd be like, you can't do that either way. But at the same time, I'd be like, oh, that hot guy grabbed my
Don't you do that. Oh, you sexy fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whereas the other guy, I would like report to security and get him thrown out.
I'd report to security if I think he was going to do it.
Yeah.
Security. Oh, let's just go off track a little bit. Actually, it's sort of on the same track. I don't think we've talked about this. Have I talked about the time I got really drunk and I was really concerned because these like hot Barnese ladies were dancing with me and my friends and they were too good for us and I thought they were up to something?
Maybe. I feel like a lot of stories you've told me and I don't know which ones you've told me on the podcast.
We were out for a friend's, I think it was Wet the Baby's Head. So we were all 32, whatever, and we were all booze and we're at a club and these two young, I think they said they were Balinese and they would have been like very early 20s, if not like 19, 18. They were very young.
Yeah, I can never tell how like that's going to sound.
No, there's a lot of Southeast Asian people where, you know, people from Thailand, you know, Indonesia and stuff like that, where you could say, are you 20? No, I'm 40. But they were very attractive and they were like dancing like all over us and like sort of grabbing us for dances and that. And I was really drunk.
Holding onto your wallet, making sure.
I didn't know what was going on. I went up to security guard and I went, these girls are dancing with us over here.
Can you imagine that?
And the lady's like, and it was a female security guard. So I thought she'd have my back. She's like, okay. And I'm like, I don't know, like. They're up to something and they're like, okay.
Because you're like, they're like 9 or 10s and we're like
4s. I think I was trying to like point that out. Yeah. Like, no, you shouldn't.
But that's what you were thinking, yeah.
What if I was to molest one of them? Then who's in trouble?
Yeah.
Would that? No, let's not talk about who'd be at fault then. It'd be still me, wouldn't it?
Yeah. What? If you molested them or if they
But
molested
I warned
you?
Security I was going to.
Oh. I can't be held responsible for what's going
to
happen.
Excuse me, Mr. Security Guard. I'm about to molest these women over here. I suggest you stop me. And he doesn't. Like, I told him I was going to do it. Okay, so yeah, and then we left drunk. But what were we talking about? Hot people getting away with things.
Yes.
Okay, so, and you know what? I don't know with...
It gets old sometimes, you know, like not being blamed for anything.
Oh, you're making the hot joke that you're hot.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good joke.
Fuck you.
I'm just crying in the locker room. All those pregnancy hormones going wild. I'm hot. I'm still sexy.
No. I was never in the popular group at school.
Yeah, but that's because you're a fucking idiot, not because you're ugly.
Oh, yeah.
Which you are. But I guess I think it does work the same with girls. So if a girl grabbed my ass, you know what? Though guys are much more different with this.
Mm.
I think generally speaking, if a girl grabs you on the ass, guys are much more likely, I guess because it's not as physically confronting because generally we're physically bigger. So it's not as like, oh, what the fuck's going on here?
Mm.
And whether they're ugly or hot, you could probably laugh it off a lot. You know what I mean? Yeah. But I think it could work the other way. If you were an attractive bloke and you're getting pulled over, I guess if you think police situation, you're getting a ticket.
Mm.
I'd imagine there would be some police officers out there who would still be lenient on a young, good-looking girl. If they were an older bloke.
I've been pulled over before for being on my phone and the guy let me go. This was about 8 years ago when I was
When they were running that course with the blind police officers though, wasn't it?
Yes.
It was the dog. A blind police officer walked up with a dog.
I'm just slipping the dog treats.
They were in your pocket.
I think I peaked about 8 years ago, so it makes some sense.
Peaked at a five.
Yes.
No, but I think it would go the other way. If you were an attractive young girl and you did a bit of flirting with an older police officer and it was a bloke, yeah, you might get away with it. I think it would almost work the opposite if you're an attractive young girl and, say, a middle-aged female police officer came through.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Because she'd be jealous.
Not so much. Yeah, you could say jealous. I don't want to say that because then it feels like...
Yeah.
I just feel like that they could be like, fuck you, you've gotten away with a lot of shit your life.
Yeah.
I'm going to fucking nail you for this regardless. And what did you get pulled over for? Talking on your phone.
I was texting on my phone, yeah.
Texting and they let you get away?
Yeah.
How long ago was this?
It was about 7 or 8 years ago and I was driving. I was actually driving through Mayfield on my way to the beach and I was wearing my swimmers, so that might have helped.
Had the girls out?
They were out, yes.
Did he just pop
out? I was probably about 30 kilos less than what I am right now. And
I'll ask you this. Was the seatbelt nestled between your boobs?
Very comfortably.
Oh, that is a sight. I don't know if it's on the only one out there, but the idea of seatbelt going between girls' boobs, it's good.
Really?
Yeah, it really separates them and pronounces them.
Get some seatbelts in the bed, Megan.
Strap in, Megan.
This is going to be a rough one.
She's out there going, what are you talking about in there? Stop talking about our seatbelts.
No, he was on a motorbike and pulled up right next to me and, like, tapped on my window and was like, pull over.
Oh, I would have fucking nailed you with a fine. Jesus. I would have fucked the shit out of you.
Oh, did I not mention that happened?
Yes, and that constable's name was Dan Johnson. He's a builder now.
Gross.
Let us talk. Oh, Airbnb. So, recently, just between Christmas and New Year's, me and the family, me, Megan, the two kids, my mum and stepdad and one of my brothers and his wife, we got a Airbnb in Sydney. Now, the photos made it look nice. It was $1,000 a night for 3 nights. So, it was $3,000. It wasn't cheap. And I got there and there's a bunch of things that were wrong with it. Foxtel wasn't connected like it said it would.
TV, which is what you go on holidays for.
Don't get fucking smart with me. Who do you think you are, the host? No, and there was weevils in the cupboard and there was old food and there was everything was grubby and dirty and it wasn't as described, blah, blah, blah.
I've never been on Airbnb where they've left food in the cupboards.
Well, you know what they said in the description? It's like, hey, plenty of food in the cupboards for you and your family. Please enjoy. And it's like, mate, I can't enjoy a solid cube of Milo that's 4 years out of date. Just suck on it. Imagine them walking in and you're just sucking on this cube of Milo. Because I'm like, oh, Milo, I'll make some Milo for Charlie. And I literally grabbed the can and I could hear it going, ding, 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 ding. And I'm like, oh, this is fucking old Milo. And I opened
up.
You
gave
it to
him anyway, right?
Well, this is, gave him to suck on. Who doesn't like a big brick of
big
Milo?
Block of Milo.
There was weevils, which is like maggots but for vegetables.
It was only a couple of years ago I realized that weevils were a real thing.
What do you think it was?
I used to hear like parents and that talk about it when I was little, and it sounds like something made up. It sounds like something out of Harry Potter. Little weevils. No?
You're a fucking little weevil.
Don't you think?
No, because I know what
I still don't know what they look like.
So weevils, okay.
Probably because I grew up in a house that had
weevils
nice food.
Look like maggots, but weevils, so they're little like squirmy things which turn into little moth things. But they, as far as I can tell, I could be lying flat out here. As far as I can tell, maggots go for like meat and weevils go for grain and vegetables.
Where do they come from?
Oh, from other weevils. What do you mean? Where do maggots come from?
But
flies.
Like, you're
but where
about,
do flies
you're,
come from?
You're talking about a can of something that's sealed. How do they
no,
get
no,
in?
I'm talking, I'm talking about like a container of cereal now.
Oh. Well, how do they get in the container?
I don't. They're just Sneaky.
Riddle me this, Louis.
Okay, but I guess what I was trying to say is that where do you've spent $1,000 a night.
Mm.
Do you complain if you're not happy? Are you someone who would go, fuck this?
Yeah, definitely. I never used to be. Probably in the last couple of years, I've become quite cynical.
As you got more ugly.
Yes. You don't get given as much free shit. So you have to get your money's worth.
Oh, poor Em.
No, but so you've just had to do it your whole life, but you've always been like this, Louis.
That's very rude.
See, I invite
you into my house. You call me a dirty, stinking, fat, ugly weevil. Something along the lines. We'll have to go back to the video for that. We're talking about... Oh,
weevils.
Weevils are from the Weevali family. No. So, do you complain, do you?
Yeah, definitely. What, complain about a lot of stuff these days.
Okay. So, let's say you walk into an Airbnb. Mm. You've spent $500 a night. You go in. It's meant to have Fox Hill. It doesn't. Do you ring up?
Yeah.
Okay, right. So, we're on the same page.
Yeah, definitely.
When do you leave?
Oh, if I'm just getting drunk or something, no. Like, sometimes I don't even turn on the... But then again,
I don't even change my underpants.
Generally, I'm having parties in Airbnbs when they say not to, so I try not to complain too much.
I was having a party, and while I vomited, I realised the bottom of the toilet was dirty.
Last Airbnb I stayed in, me and my friend smashed a wine glass. So I had to go out the next morning before we checked out and buy a whole new set of wine glasses to replace that whole set of wine glasses with.
Were they nice ones or not?
Oh, I just went to Big W and got some.
And where was this Airbnb? Let's get this recorded. Let's get these photos of you with a gun and you were admitting to breaking people's
property. This is something that you've ripped into me about before, but it was an Airbnb in King Street in Newcastle.
Oh, that's right. You went to an Airbnb two streets away from your house.
That's what we do in our friends and have parties.
Have parties, but your party was more drinking like one bottle of wine, but eating pizza and then having pillow fights.
Yeah, girls in our underwear. Parties. And we turned the aircon off so it would get all sticky.
Yuck, though. That's no? All sticky.
You know the feathers stick to you?
No. Guys don't want to hear, and you know, they're having a pillow fight and they got really sticky. Yeah, sticky. Sweaty, I'd probably accept.
No.
But no bloke goes, did you guys get like really sticky? If you said wet.
I kind of went, I just pictured the feathers sticking to you.
If you went, and we all got so wet, you'd be like, guys go, moist. Fuck it. If you go, we all got real sticky, you go, what do you mean? Because we've had lollies.
We're rolling in the lollies.
We're just rolling
lollies. None of us had wipes.
All sticky, go, oh, yeah, sweet. Okay, so we're on the same page. You would complain about as much stuff as I would.
So you,
okay, when would you leave? What would you make you walk into an Airbnb and go, fuck this, I'm not staying an extra second in this place?
If there was a creature, if there was creatures.
Like mice?
Yeah, that wouldn't be good.
Fresh poo in the toilet?
Ah, yes.
Would that make you go, what the hell? Yeah. Or would you flush it?
I'd flush it.
You know what you could do?
After I took a photo.
You know, yeah, no, what you should do is to get a cheap Airbnb, get discounts.
I know.
Walk in, do a shit straight away in the toilet.
Release some weevils.
Release the weevils. Dan, get the weevil cage. It'd have to be a very close-knit cage because they're only little. Oh, and they got out of the cage. Oh, we shouldn't use the bird cage for weevils. Get the fly cage. Oh, they all got out too. Oh. Guess we're paying full price for this Airbnb. But take a photo of your own shit. Send it to the host going, look, I don't know how to say this, but we got here and there's a big fresh shit in the toilet. It's got blood in it too.
Dan and I going to an Airbnb in March, so can I write some of this down?
Go in there straight away, do a big shit in the toilet, mm-hmm. But you want to do it straight away.
So might take me 12 days, Louis. The way things are at the moment, I'll be gone by the time I've...
You'll walk in and go, Dan, I'm going to do a quick shit in the toilet.
3 days
later. 3 hours later. They go, and you try to take a photo. They're like, you guys have been there for like 4 days. What do you mean you just found this? Oh, you caught me. Do you reckon they give a discount?
Well, also, you might want to call a plumber.
That would be... I wonder if they would if you went, guys, I don't know how to bring this up, but there is a fresh shit in the toilet. This is disgusting. Because it's not right to go, that's... Just flush it. Because that feels weird. You know what I mean? Just flush someone else's shit. You couldn't call them out and go, I reckon that's your shit. Imagine the host going,
prove that it's not
imagine
me.
Imagine the host going, I reckon that's your shit, Mr. Riley. And me going, bravo, you got me.
Touché.
You've earned my respect.
5 stars. Would recommend.
Okay, so human shit you don't really care about. What if you...
I didn't say I didn't care about it. Like you I would said flush,
there could be
would
shit no, smeared all over the walls. Yeah. As long as there wasn't a mouse.
I would
mice.
Take a photo, but then I'd flush it.
Yeah, right. Okay, so what if there was, say, creatures and stuff like that. What if there was urine stains on the bed sheets?
Yeah.
Just leave?
Yeah, probably, yeah. I didn't take my own sheets and that's disgusting.
Yeah.
Was there urine stains on the bed sheets, Louis?
Let's say there was. No, there wasn't a urine stains on there. It was just grubby and it was just, you know, one of those things, and we've all been there, where it could be a hotel, it could be an Airbnb, it could be a bloody pair of pajamas. If you find something wrong, then you start to find something else wrong, and then you start looking for things to be wrong.
Yeah.
And I think that's what happened when you walked in, you're like, why is there no free-to-air TV? Why is there no Foxtel? Why is there a door missing on the kitchen cupboard? Why is there weevils in here? Why is this Milo gone solid?
Actually, no. Daniel and I stayed in a hotel in Sydney just before Christmas, and the door between the main part of the hotel and the bathroom was just a big curtain.
Oh, really?
Could you imagine staying there with like a business associate?
I'd prefer to stay there with a business associate than you. Cover your ears. I'm just going to take a photo quickly, trying to get a discount.
Go check out the roof.
I did have to share it. Yeah, no, I have shared a room with a business associate. And yeah, it depends on how close you are with a business associate. I think that is horseshit though. Getting adults to share a room on a business trip.
Yeah, that is a bit bad.
It is like, and especially if you don't know each other.
Mm.
Hey, man, I want to go to bed. Well, it's like, oh, well, I don't go to bed for another 2 hours. It's like, well, I want to go to bed. I also masturbate in bed.
Daniel has to share a room with his business associate. I don't know, work partner when he goes
Bullshit.
Away.
Shit, are you
yeah,
serious?
For like a week at a time.
But this is where you just go, no. There could be a million reasons to go, No, I mean, I'm an adult.
A masturbator.
Yeah. I have chronic masturbation issues.
It's like that, like sleepwalking, but like masturbating. No?
Like, it probably is a thing.
Yeah.
But that is nonsense. I think as an adult, you should be going, well, no, I'm not staying at home, so you're putting me up here and I will have my own room, thank you.
Yeah.
I can't imagine going, yep. No, I'd happily share it with this bloke I've known for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
You know, that's fucked. What if he was a molesterer? And what if you didn't have the guts to say no? Just roll onto your tummy there, Dan.
It's all part of the business trip.
Just roll over your tummy. You haven't said no yet, have you? No. You haven't said anything yet. That's fine. You're going to keep going until something. Yep. And it's in. Oh, now you don't like it. We need to talk about this consent thing more.
No.
I think it's because you've done the deed without consent. I bet you have, you fucking hypocrite.
I don't know if I've ever asked someone.
May I suck on the penis?
The penis.
I don't know what you girls call it.
Guys would probably like that.
Can I suck on your penis? Fuck yeah. Or you could just do it and same result.
Yeah.
I don't know.
No guy's ever going to say no to that.
If a girl asks him, if I did.
Yeah.
Hey, mate, can I have a suck on your dick? No, thanks. Oh, good, consent. That's a definite no. That's all we need.
You pass the test.
You pass the test. You may have one blowjob.
Just close your eyes.
Close your eyes, pretend it's Emily.
God, it's even worse.
I think we can call it there. We're going back onto this consent thing, which Em refuses to discuss. Because I think she is worried I'm going to catch out the whole system. No lie. Thanks again for tuning in. Thanks for waiting for the gap. As I said, it's hard. Em's pregnant. We've got a baby and another kid, as you heard in the background, losing their shit. So it's one of those things that we're always trying to sort of work around. Look, I can talk about t-shirts and sing theme songs and that. Stuff will happen. Eventually something will happen. We'll put a post up, which you'll obviously see, and then you'll come and listen to this. But... remember, contact us, any questions.
Some new topics.
When I do offer to bring you a sticker and magnet, it's not so I can then molest you. If it's consensual, then it's not molestation.
Who are you gonna, are you actually going to personally drive these things to people's houses?
Oh, if it was on my way around, I would.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm not going to go, like, oh, I live 2.5 hours away. I go, well, fuck that. But if they're like, oh, I live in Maitland, I'll be like, no worries. What's your address?
Maybe people
do you want a quick finger? No, forget about it. I'll never finger anyone.
Poor Megan.
Fingers crossed.
Do you remember, like, do you... No, don't worry. Okay.
Do you finger... Really?
It just sounds like you're 14.
Oh, those are the days. Okay. Okay, yeah, so I think we're done. You done, Em?
Yep.
Okay, catch us all later.